You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin, why is it important that the humanities and social sciences sector continue to receive funding against other areas which may be deemed more important?
Well, that's a bit of a value choice, isn't it? It is critically important that we understand how society works, how the human condition works. You can't have development of machinery and technology without understanding the context within which it's used. So if we don't understand people and we don't understand the social sciences and humanities and what they bring to understanding that context, I think we'll have a very hollow society, which it will be problematic in the long term for society as a healthy kind of place to be.
So, Dr. Michael Johnston, a senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative think tank, who's been advising the government on education, claims that there are silly projects which require scrutiny. What is your opinion on this?
Look, I think that what the Marsden funding allows is for a lot of blue skies kind of research. And if there is a problem with some of the projects and what they're trying to understand, then that is an issue for the panels that decide on the validity of those proposals. I think that the outweighing logic is that there is a far greater number of projects which bring about a lot of important research outputs than maybe the ones that he's referring to. And is he really, you know, in a place to make those judgment calls, or is it just serving purpose, really?
And who decides which projects are to be rejected and which accepted? And does this raise questions about the panel's validity and authority to make these kind of decisions?
Well, you know, those questions might be quite valid, but that does not let us then discuss about whether or not we should cut funding to the number of researchers in this country doing really important work. This is a terrible response. If there is a problem with how it's been, you know, implemented through the panels, the fund itself, then that is what needs to be addressed, not to cut off funding to these important areas where, to be honest, it's very difficult to find substantial funding from other sources. So, you know, there's a real problem going forward, and it's just crazy to think that we would destroy the opportunities because of some operational issue, if indeed there is one. And let's focus on what's important.
So what do you make of the government's extreme focus towards business and economic returns, prioritising research which may be deemed more a return on investment in the future and focusing on projects which may be more newsworthy?
Well, it's so ideological, isn't it? I mean, what else would we expect from this government? But again, I think it just highlights their inability to understand the complexity of society and, you know, the context within which any research, be it from the hard sciences or the social sciences and humanities, is that we need these opportunities which allow for interdisciplinary research, which is one of the real benefits of the funding that comes through in these projects, is that we see a lot of cross-discipline research, which is a really positive move because it approaches problems and the complexity of problems in a way that if we stay in our lanes will not bring about the same outcomes. So I think it's very short-sighted, it's very blinkered of this government, who refuse to take on board advice, research and evidence that comes out of research, which may well challenge some of their social policy decision making. And I think that is what concerns me long term, is that we've got a government who does not want to know the complexity of society. They have already made their mind up about what they see as right or wrong, and it's not helpful, and it's not going to be furthering either the economy or the society within New Zealand.
Do you believe that this funding cut may be part of the government's larger goal to appear more competent in the eyes of potential alliances such as AUKUS?
We're going to get into AUKUS. I don't see it being exclusive. You know, I don't see the need to cut out the funding that they're proposing to cut out. And even if, you know, we did enter AUKUS, the social sciences and humanities have something to say about that as well. But I think what we need to be realistic about is the amount of money from the Marsden Fund that goes to the humanities and social sciences is very small compared to those hard sciences. And so, you know, I think that it's not worth the destruction they're going to cause by this when you think about the size of the money. And I don't think you can link this to their other initiatives because it will make very little difference.
Royal Society Te Aparangi, a body for researchers to provide funding and policy advice in the fields of science and humanities, is compromised to criticise the government's recent announcement. Its budget comes from its contract with Judith Collins' very own ministry. How did it come this way that non-governmental research organisations are so dependent on government funding?
That's a good question. I mean, this fund has been there since, I think, about 1994. Look, I think there's in a small country like New Zealand, I think there's always going to be dependencies between non-governmental agencies and the government. It's a factor and function of the size of our economy. You know, that's got pros and cons. But I think the minister stepping in this way is very much overstepping the mark.
So in 2024, Māori made up 13% of all Marsden-funded research investigations, which could further lower Māori-led research projects. Why is this significant?
Oh, look, I think that is one of the most disturbing aspects of this announcement, is that it feels like this is a continuing attack on the standing and status of Māori knowledge, Māori culture in our society, and I'm very concerned from that aspect. It's not just Māori. There's also a number of projects in this year's list which are looking at different Indigenous cultures, problems and research areas. So I think, yes, there is a real risk there to our ability to, again, understand what our vibrant society is made up of and how it works. And I think just shutting down any ability to explore these different ways in the world mean is a really bad look for us going forward. And internationally, I think, you know, we've got a real problem, because I know that there's a lot of connection with Indigenous researchers internationally. So this has an impact across national boundaries. I really, truly and wholeheartedly want this government to change this decision. It is just appalling that we're seeing this division being created. And again, I think this disregard for experts in the tertiary sector is just a shocking position for any government to take.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.